My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin holds Joe Curry's aka Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills' feet to the fire. And could Belinda be the smarter one? Listen and enjoy.
Now, there's something that just dawned on me. With Flory,
yes,
we put Flory through a lot less.
She didn't stick around as long,
and
Joe.
She didn't stick around.
Right.
So I'm going to go back to the agendas of the three scammers.
Okay.
What three scammers? Flory, Mavis, and Belinda?
That's correct. Now, yeah. Flory, what was her end game? Because she bailed quick.
She wanted money.
Money, yeah.
Okay.
She wanted the laptop.
All right. So
no. She didn't want a laptop.
Didn't she?
No, Agnes wanted the laptop.
She might have wanted a laptop, but she
at
wanted money.
Time, but Agnes was
she wanted money for a laptop,
yeah,
so we could talk.
Yes, Belinda wanted a laptop. All right, so we just agreed with Flory's end game. That's what she wants. She couldn't get the money. She's no longer around.
Right.
Now, with these two, Agnes and Belinda, what is their end game? You should have been told go to hell months ago.
Well, I got millions.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying? Really,
yes.
I have millions.
I'm sorry. Now, if that was the playbook with Flory and that's the game plan that all these people have,
oh, yeah,
technically you should have been told to go to hell months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but I have millions. They've invested a lot of time in me.
Yeah.
They've gone to the second part of the scam and revealed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone online on video chat with me and revealed themselves. That's a dangerous move. They're all in.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to walk away. They're kind of trying to put all their chips at the table. They just think that whatever they show me, I'm going to go, okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it like a normal. A mark, after the video chat,
yeah,
a mark is sold.
Oh, yeah.
A mark isn't recording this and listening to the guys feeding them lines.
Right, no.
No. Like, oh, my God, this is real. I have an African princess.
He's mesmerized by the boobs, and that's all.
Absolutely.
It's just, you know, very interesting. And with Mavis, what she's got into it is that, you know, Dick Eldorado is coming into a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money, a boatload of money. And she knows that the potential's there. You know, it's almost like when you buy a stock, you know, or an option, you know, like the growth. What do you buy a stock for the growth potential of the stock, like an initial public offering or something like that? You'll pay, you know, this is like we're stock.
Mm-hmm.
What's the payoff eventually going to be?
Right.
It matures.
But now she's afraid because Davin has definitely sown the seed that Dick Eldorado is not interested in pursuing this anymore because he's not answering her back.
Right.
And he's not. And Davin, fake Davin, is not getting a good feeling from what she said.
Right.
And so she realizes that any relationship hinges on his report back to his friend.
And also, right, also realize this. Fake Davin, over the past few weeks,
mm-hmm,
has gotten a lot smarter.
Yeah.
A lot hipper. Is out. Because remember, I was, you know, we always knew it was BS.
Yeah.
But we were just letting the lie sit there.
Right.
For a long time. We weren't calling them. Now, fake Davin is in full interrogation mode, calling them on lie after lie after. They did not see that coming.
No.
Because
no.
I was a good little mark.
But so why, with that, the answer from her was goodbye for now?
Yeah.
With all of that.
Mysterious.
Would you put up with that? Would you put up with that? Really, honestly, would you put up with that?
In real life?
Or maybe if you were a scammer or something, if you were a scammer.
I mean, listen, if you're in love,
you put up with that?
If you're in love with somebody, you'll do desperate things. She knows Dick Eldorado's not responding.
Right.
She knows at least I'm a line of communication.
But she knows you're a line of communication, but you're a line of communication to the insurance money that Dick Eldorado should have by now.
But she knows she's not getting to him unless I'm happy.
Right.
That's what's been set up.
So at the minute, maybe she let her emotions get in the way. You know, well, I got to go. And maybe what she realized is, you know what, I better hold the phone on this because we have the potential of losing the insurance money or whatever, you know.
It's got to be very frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not fun at the office right now. Usually I'm a lot of fun at the office. Mavis has a different relationship with me than Belinda does. That being said, fake Davin hasn't had any new eccentricities and craziness in a while, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Fake Davin's been pretty straight and narrow lately.
Yeah.
You know, fake Davin's pretty much know where he's coming. You know, knows his connections and everything.
Uh-oh.
Next week, fake Davin's going to raise the game yet again.
Fa-
Mike Davin is going to add some more urgency to the situation. Fake Davin is going to up the ante.
If I was a betting man, well, I don't want to. No, I'm not a betting man.
Watch yourself.
Like Trucker Tom, you play,
yourself
you're here to play?
Shut up.
Yeah, he just woke up perked. What?
But I would say it has going to have something to do with pitchers. Just a guess. I think somebody's going to put their foot down for pitchers.
Well, I mean, pictures. We've already seen each other. I need to see boobs.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't you everybody.
There two of
but,
them every Tuesday.
Funny. All right, kids. So you guys have that to think about.
Yeah.
Till the next show. So I guess we should thank some people. What's the matter? You have one more thing you want to say, Pip?
No, I'm just kind of hanging on the for now.
Well, it is a good cliffhanger.
It is a good cliffhanger.
She knows how to write a good show.
She does.
We're hanging off her breasts.
Good girl.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Never know. Never know when you tune into Den. But we'd like to thank some people for making this fantastic show. What?
Wait a second.
What?
Late entry. Lisa says, A, she needs to reformulate a new plan, lie, scam, and B, she's dumber than toast.
Actually, Lisa, these are two of the smarter ones.
I've met a lot of smart toast in mine.
You know, as far as scammers go, though, this has been pretty involved.
I love this.
Belinda's definitely pretty hip. Or at least who's playing her
Belinda
part of the time.
Belinda is, but she's talking about Mavis, and she's dumber than toast.
And it's funny, because when I spoke to Mavis on the video chat, I thought she was more together initially than Belinda.
Surprisingly.
But Mavis is in a much tougher situation than Belinda.
Yeah,
is,
she is.
Because Belinda thinks I'm madly in love. Mavis knows I don't give a crap.
You don't care. Right. There's no love there. You're
exactly.
Just you're just trying to help out a friend.
Exactly.
Who just came into a lot of money.
Exactly. Well, hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. So more next week.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.